Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome everyone to Psychics Gone Wild. It is Friday. This is Jethro Smith with my phenomenal hostess Patty Negri, and we are here to have fun after that wild pagan holiday. We want to hear all the things you guys have done, everything. And I hope you're ready because we're going to go a little wild like we always do. Patty, how are you in Hollywood?
I am fabulous in Hollywood. It has been like summer here, though. I mean, which is great, and we appreciate it, especially when we look on the TV and see everybody freezing everywhere. But, I mean, really, we needed sunscreen on Christmas Day. It was like 80-something degrees, but beautiful.
Excellent. And we're going to tease those friends of ours up in New York and Maine. I heard from other individuals this week it was very chilly. And back home they were excited. They had a breaker in the Rocky Mountains. It was 48 degrees, and they celebrated by giving a Jethro salute to me in Florida. And I just teased them. We hit about 60, and I had to get out my jacket, and I was all laughing here. But we are welcoming all of you guys that are calling in. We've got quite a few callers, and you know we have two numbers now. Call the 855-345-4710. It's a new number we've added to you listeners who love to call in, and you're not getting through because a lot of times that 773 number is a little blocked there. But that 773-897-6461 is always Psychics Gone Wild. And we've got a couple of emails, and I'll go to those phones, sit back and relax a little bit. I had someone tease me. They said, what did Patty do? If people do angel food for all of the different rites, what did Patty do for her Wiccan rites? Can Patty tell us a little bit of her recipes? Okay. Well, Patty, what did you have for recipes for Christmas?
Well, we did a potluck, so we had people bring all sorts of things and people from all sorts of faiths. I personally did a ham. So I don't know how pagan that is or isn't. But it was a beautiful celebration. We had a beautiful celebration. About 30 people came, brought truly some amazing food. We did the spiritual ancient practice of the name game, where you put people, you know, famous people's names on your back and you try to guess who you are. And we had a very funny not allowed to buy it white elephant gift exchange, where the thing is to steal it from each other. So it was just a celebration of life. It was just joyous and fun. I did, of course, do a lovely Yule celebration to bring back the sun and celebrate Yule itself. But on the official Christmas Day, it was just a big celebration of friends and life and family. How was yours, Jethro?
Mine was beautiful. I did a very unique one. We did it out and camped out in Wewaukee Beach here, right out from Orlando, Florida, and it was just a blast. We got to see original alligator, which was very cool, in the water, in a canoe. We didn't do the kayaking because that was my face too close to them, but we did try. We did try it. It was a really good fun. I got to wear a snake. They have a very nice corn snake there and a pine snake, and they put the pine snake around my neck. Her name was Molly. I was very unique. We just decided that we were going to have a Christmas to remember and enjoy the nature. So yeah, it was very fun. I love Patty with the Pagan, and I had a lot of individuals writing me about this holiday. When we last spoke, Patty was on last Friday, and we were discussing we were going to do this. Then we got into the readings, and it got really out of there. So I had a lot of emails on this, and one of the individuals wrote me, and they said, if you're celebrating Christmas and mm-hmm. you're celebrating with the Holy Spirit, doesn't that still not make it pagan? There you go.
Well, okay. It's Christmas, modern, the Christmas tree, that's pagan. Jesus in the desert didn't have a Christmas tree at all. He had palm trees. Christmas, modern Christmas as it is now, is truly a combination of so many belief systems all put together. And then it became Americanized in this last 100 years. Pretty much all the modern Christmassy stuff comes out of New York. The Christmas tree, the guy in the red suit, you know, where they took St. Nicholas and they take this guy and that guy and created what modern Christmas is. I totally do believe in the Holy Spirit. I totally am into Jesus, just in a slightly different way than the Christians are, but he's just a beautiful, wise prophet indeed. I celebrate him completely. I don't think he just belongs to the Christians by any means.
I do too, very much. Yes, I love that. And Patty, we both joked about what you guys were asking with the holidays, because we had a lot of individuals discuss with us doing the superstitions, and we had a lot of well there. And I did have a couple of them write about that, and I do love that. Like the mistletoe above your head. This is, and those of you who understand, if you have mistletoe above your head, that's not only a very good superstition, but very much, I would say, very pagan, very romantic. If you think about the mistletoe itself, what it's known for, there's with herbology again. I had a friend tell me that I did quite a few parties down here, Patty, and I know that mean you always get these questions of, you know, you guys are readers, you're sensitive, you're picking this up. You know, if it's working with the elementals and it's in light, it's in light. I think that some of the coolest things is to go back tradition and see, what do we still hang on to that works for us? You know, we all joke about Patty in her blue panties. Patty wears blue panties, and she says she has a great day, and everybody's like, well, that doesn't make – but it makes sense if you think of the conscious of it, the same thing with the energy. Patty, do you feel the mistletoe? Do you feel that's something that really works, or do you think that's something that people have, you know, another one of those, they've strung it out so far that really kissing to the mistletoe doesn't have much power or whack behind it?
Oh, well – yes and yes. It does, because it really does have whatever properties in mistletoe. And most importantly, in my perception, is because we have empowered it over all these years, kissing under mistletoe. Kissing under mistletoe means this, means that. So again, in my belief system, we create our cosmologies. We create our own realities. And we as a people, as a belief, you know, religious, non-religious, doesn't matter. We create that.
I love that. And that's exactly when we were talking about those of you who want the classes, to be able to do the creating, to work with. I had an individual write to me yesterday here at home, and I told him, I said, if you want to get into a manifesting class, get into Patty Negri's class. Patty does magic. She does manifesting. Those of you who've listened in, you can hear in our archives of Patty telling you how to manifest money, how to manifest different energies. This is part of magic. I mean, Patty, can you realize what you do with your abilities and have proven as a gifted, we would say witch, a gifted person that's done the work of this, how would you be without manifesting? I mean, you have to manifest to make magic come to be.
You do, and we all do it, or most of us do it in some power, and whatever you call it, truly, magic and spell work is A1 form of, somebody else is going to call it prayer, somebody else is going to call it visualization, somebody else is going to call it positive thinking, somebody else is going to call it affirmations come to life, somebody else is going to call it the secret. But again, I've talked about this before, it's all techniques to get that laser beam focused to create what it is you want. I personally like using herbs and oils and check and fire and elements and air. It's just romantic and beautiful, and it really helps me focus versus sitting and just you know, thinking on it or praying on it. I'm an active person and I like to do that. But there isn't a right or a wrong way. It's truly all about creating that laser beam focus to see, feel, taste, create what you want. That's magic.
Very true and very blessed. And we're going to go ahead and grab a few of your phone callers. We do ask you guys, we thank all of you new listeners, to remember we'll call out your area code. And if you'll hear me call out your area code, and if that's you, say hello, I am, or hello so we know. We do have the most funnest time, me and Patty, with you guys. We are psychic, but it is good to give us permission by saying your name. Also to give us a little bit of energy there to say hello, you know, with us. I've had people say, you know, I watched on TV and the lady just said their name right off. Well, if you've listened, we've done that too. And we can just read. But we ask you to talk just a few minutes to us and say hello, because if it is just dead air or it is wild, I usually get a little creeped out and I hang up the phone. I had someone write me and make me laugh. They go, you were psychic, you should have known. I was reaching in the refrigerator, my child was going around the corner, and I was really concerned, and Jethro, you didn't talk to me. Well, I apologize to you, but when I heard the sounds, all we get on this end was a little bit of air, and I thought that, you know, so maybe someone was burping the Tupperware. I didn't know what was going on. I just went on. So don't take it personal. Just call right back. But, you know, what we love about all you guys is we're here to help you. And if you get a chance, go to psychicsgonewild.com, and we can have that full reading or see all the things that me and Patty and the family of Psychics Gone Wild do to help others. So we're going to start out with our first phone call. Our first caller tonight is 216. How are you, 216?
Good evening. How are you?
Great. This is Jethro and Patty, and welcome to our wonderful family radio show, and you are?
Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Oh, boy, I'm going through a very bad time right now. I lost my job December 13th.
Mm. Happy holidays, eh?
To me. That's my main focus.
Oh, I bet. And, that, you know, and that's really, I feel
I
the energy
Jethro,
there.
Oh, gosh. Go on, what? Oh, I was betrayed so bad.
It's sick, and it makes me sick to my stomach. And I feel like this is a blessing in disguise for you, because the people
Why
who did this to
Why did he betray me? Oh, God.
I think that he obviously was a louse. I hate to say that, but some people run at a lower vibration. And what they're showing me is that this person basically did this to you and threw you under the bus, because that's just how he rolls. Part of it is that he didn't have the whole concept of how to deal with other individuals,
yeah.
So this is how he did it, is what they're telling me.
He
was a real low life.
He's a great family man. He's been married 22 years, Jethro. Why would a man like this do this?
Patty, I know you're doing
know,
your cards.
I'm
what
sorry.
Are you getting here? No, you're fine.
The whys and wherefores, I would not focus there anymore. You should focus on is that this is a like exactly what Jethro said. I am pulling such good cards that some really good stuff that's going to be way more creative for you, way more happy, way more stable is coming in. So you're going to thank this guy for instead of calling him an idiot. So whatever reasons he had, I would not dwell on because that's just a block. That's just a block. Just bless him. Bye-bye. Good riddance. Look at now I'm free to have this new thing come in. Oh, my goodness. I'm just seeing it. I'm feeling it. You are going to power. You are going to feel so good about yourself. I even see you running into this person somewhere, and, like, you're just like, you'll be dressed to the nines. You'll be this. You'll be that. You'll be not that you want to lord over somebody, like, hey.
I won't do that.
But you are just
going to
claim your power. But you are going to claim your power and something really I just pulled the universe card, which is the world in most deck. Really good things ready to start. This is going to be a good year for you, and you had to get rid of anything dead weight. That's all. Or that was just dead end.
How are my finances going to be in the next 3 months?
I see that with you. And Sharon?
Yes.
I'm feeling the energy here, and I can feel with the numerology that you're going to be able to get through. And they said part of it is that you've got some other means or some things going a little bit. I see the stress, I understand, and part of it is that will and overcome. You called in tonight. That's what we were talking about. You know you're going to do it. You're just going to get it. I see what Pai said, all this positive coming. We've got to get you to just boom, and you need to go out, and you need to yell. I mean, I can feel the anger coming from you. You keep turning in and going, whoa, instead of going somewhere where no one's going to, you know, freak out or someplace where it's private enough where you can just out and nature and get this away for a little bit of warmth, like Patty was talking. Also, the guides are saying because of this new energy, it's sticking to you. You're still doing some kind of a guilt thing there, the gift that keeps giving, because just because he was, pardon the expression, a little bit of a mofo, and yet he's got all these things, you're sitting there going, people are going to look at you, and I don't. I see you just rising above it, and I see we've got to get you to start laughing it off, because what I feel is there's and they're telling me that there's a really strong basis behind the love that you've got for your energy, and I see that. And they keep showing me you taking, I want you taking, like, do a picture of what you want, make it around center, do some magic of it, put that in there, this is the job I want, and make yourself a little stick person. This is Sharon. This is what I'm drawn towards me. Put it up on the board and then start feeling it, seeing it. Because we were talking, I could feel the vibe from you. Now give me your birth date here.
9/1/65.
Oh, my God. No wonder. Here, you're a 1 on your birthday. And with September, you're a Virgo. Virgos are you're so critical. But it's a good critical because you're a perfectionist. You're the one
kind.
That gets in and grabs it. Yes. And you also have a real thing here on your energy is you know you like no one else knows you. Grab a hold of yourself and go, okay, let's do the friendship. Bring it on. Make the picture. And I've had people tease me. They go, gosh, you know, Jethro, your kids are grown and raised. What is that picture on there? It's my picture. I don't have to be an artist.
So
I have a sister that beautiful artwork, but what you do is I want you to put that there, and I want you to see it, know it, and then decide, what else did you really want to do? Now, let's be honest here, Sharon, you've got some real strengths inside you. You've got some ability in your heart chakra that I feel with you and other people that you're good with human resources. They're showing me.
I know.
You know, and you've got other friends and allies. That's excellent, you know. Instead of running down or doing smack, rise above the mofo.
Ooh.
Let it go. You know what I mean? Sorry, I'm using Jethro's terminology.
But my finances are going to be okay, right, in the next 2 months?
You're going to be okay. Like Jethro said, I'm not getting any big stuff, hardships.
I know.
You're going to figure it out.
I've never been late for a bill. I'm so worried about that. That's what I'm saying. I know.
And that's what I see. I see you grabbing right a hold of it. And I, being raised from a Virgo mother, having two aunts and a grandmother, Virgos are the ones that grab onto your dance and just take the dance. You know what? If you want to be a goof, grab the hold of the other one's hand. The next one's ready.
Yeah.
I will get a job. Well, I'll be in the job by February.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And pay attention to numbers. There's messages and numbers to you. You have a good numbers awareness, don't you?
Yes.
Like you look at the clock and it's 1-1-1-2-2-2-3-3, or you see things, you see messages. There's messages for numbers in you, and that's even good. They help guide you. And you have something tickling you that inside of you that you want to do, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let it tickle. Jump it. Do it.
Definitely.
All right, I'll
and
have
Sharon,
a job by February.
Yes. Yes. And Sharon, I hate to run on you. Get a hold of us on Psyche.
No, I know.
Or on Facebook, and we will keep the prayers behind you. You've got me and Patty. We're
Thank
like
you.
Engines. We'll light you up. We'll put that thing out there. We'll do the sand, and you're going to fly, girl.
Happy
see it.
New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Blessings to you, and we love all of you calling in. A couple of you have wondered how long we do with everyone. We try to give each of you, I watch the board, I see a bunch of you coming in, so we're grabbing onto those phones. Be a little patient if you hear me breathe like this fast. I get a little wild when we've got like 15 of you pushing at the door to knock all at one time. Now we hit about 18, so we're going to go a little woo. 701, let's have some fun. How are you, 701?
Hi, how are you?
Good. This
My
is
name
Jethro
is Laurel.
Hi, Laurel.
My name is Laura. Hi.
Hi.
Are you
Do you have a question
good?
For us? We are good.
Well,
how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I don't really have a question. I'm wondering if you see anything, I mean, love or anything in my future coming up here soon?
I see. You're a good manifester, for one. You know that, right? You're able to really kind of visualize and create things. But you just need what I'm getting is that you need a little more faith to do it. I do see a little chaos coming up for you. Not good, not bad. Just a little bit of chaos, like a shakeup in something. But what comes out of it is really good.
So do you know what it's with, what it's dealing with?
Let me look. I don't know. Are you in a regular steady job?
I just started a new job in the beginning of November.
I don't know. It's a good thing, whatever it is, and it's about money. So either whether that wiggles around a little and it turns out better, or within that same company or different. I'm seeing money coming in, and it's in that material work kind of world that I'm seeing some kind of a shakeup, but it's a good shakeup.
Good. That's soon then, correct?
Yes, that's soon. I'm seeing it soon. But you just need to trust yourself more and use your ability and a little more faith, a little more faith in yourself.
Okay. Do you have guidelines on your website on different things to manifest or how to manifest?
Oh, I don't on my website, but email me or give me a call. I could really easily just kind of give you a real quick, you know, how to create things. Again, it's all about, I'm into laser beams right now, focusing what do you want. And you first get clear on what you want. What do you want? If you don't know where you're going, you're never going to get there. Mm-hmm. And you might say, I'm going to Hawaii and I'm going to get there. And then you might get halfway to Hawaii or all the way to Hawaii and change your mind. That's okay. But you got to get somewhere or you'll wander around the desert. So if you're looking for, I know you mentioned relationships, be clear at what you want, not particularly who you want, but what you're looking for. What does it feel like? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like?
Awesome. Great. Thank you.
Jethro, do you have anything? Yeah.
I do feel a little bit, and I feel that they're telling me also with you in this, the energy is I keep seeing you working out with some kind of, it looks like a networking, and it looks like that's how individuals and you are real well. You're the one that seems to be able to put things together. You like being at the hub of the situation.
Yes.
And work-wise, yes. And they're showing me with you an energy. They're showing me a couple of other people there with you working together. And they said there's another blessing or a financial opportunity that's going to come into your way in March. It's going to be someone who's got a work or an investment or something they've got. And they said, take the offer. It's going to seem a little different at first, but just take the offer. They're telling me with you. You know, and I'm glad you called us, and welcome to call us the first time.
Thank you. So much for everything. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
We are wild and we are psychics gone or wilder, and we're working with these folks, and they're going, Patty and Jethro are back. Like, I love the energy. Yes, we are a little fun. Debbie, you can do type errors as long as you want in there. 310, how are you? 310.
Hey, Jethro. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. This is Anna. We spoke last week, and then I emailed you because I got disconnected.
Well, you're grounded. That's it. No,
yes, I did. But I did email you. I don't know if you got it, but I tried to email you. And so, hi.
Hi, you on the board?
I'm calling. Yes. And then I also wanted to let you know you are right with what you told me yesterday. Before I get into my question, you said that there was this guy who was interested, which seems like it's correct.
Yes, I remember you.
Yes. But so I'm sorry about last week. But I am calling because, well, it's still kind of having to do with that guy. I guess have a different question. We had spoken. I don't know if you need his name, but his name is Frank. And because we're doing some business stuff together, I think he kind of wants to wait until that's over to, I guess, move into anything. And I'm just calling to see if that's what you see or if you see something different or what you guys are seeing there.
I do remember with you, I'm feeling the energy from there, and the guys are telling me with him, and Patty, remember we did with the love, we were picking that up really strong with energy and with Frank, and they're showing me that you two are, they keep telling me consequences. They're telling me that you two were put together, and this is good, but this relationship has some sharp edges to it a little bit, that when you two are around each other, you guys want to be together, need to be, and yet there's stuff that's causing a little bit of sharpness around it.
Okay.
And I'm seeing, and Patty, can you help me with what I'm getting? Because I keep seeing the cards. I'm seeing a little bit of, she's they said she's playing with like the Wheel of Fortune, and yet she has the possibility of having it.
Yeah, and again, this could be really good, like Jethro said. He's really creative, isn't he? You have to stretch your creative bone a little bit, your outside-the-box bone a little bit, so have fun with that. But keep it on the level, too. Like Jethro said, that there's some sharp edges. Keep clear and keep clean with it, and then it could be really, really good.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I get that one or both of you could, like, get a deception thing going, not about your cheating or something else, but saying this, but meaning this, and saying that, and just don't go, you don't need to go down that path.
Yeah. I don't think that would be me. Maybe, I don't know, because I've been really honest with him, so I'm not sure. I mean, really, all he has said to me is, you know, that he wants to get, he wants to make sure I'm taken care of business-wise and then go from there. That's really kind of all he has said, so I'm not sure.
That's good. No, I'm not saying anything has been said, but I was just feeling a little, it could be like, don't get into saying what you think they want to hear or him saying what he thinks you want to hear. Just try to keep on a more real level.
I agree with Patty. I am too, and I keep telling us with you that what's happened is that you two are going to be more of a material energy with each other. And maybe it is because now, you know, Patty's sun sign's Libra, my moon's Libra. The balancing there, we're both getting this with you. Talk to us a little bit, Anna. What's going on with the balance there between you two and him? And we're both getting the sensation of get it to that level. And you are being truth and on for it. I do feel you're both, like Patty said, you're both saying this out. But there's some other stuff that needs to be really together. There's a little bit of fairy dust around this. Don't just think it, you know what I mean? And that's,
yeah.
But I feel it's good for you and him because you have it. But I also feel like you're a little bit like you're ready to, you know, to do the unveiling and see everything for it really is and take it to a level. I feel like you both are ready to take this strongly together is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, then that's good to know. I guess time will tell and we'll kind of go from there.
I keep seeing like an Asian restaurant or something, and they keep showing me this is very soon. I think this is around probably with, you know, and I should tell you for New Year's Eve, if you haven't done this, you should do some tradition for you. I keep seeing this with you real close, and I do remember last time I was going to tell you this. Now we're getting close to New Year's Eve, and you called back in. The guides were, I'm pretty good. They said to tell you that do some noodles, do some things for tradition. I know a lot of people, we do black-eyed peas here in the South. I know that a lot of the different individuals will do noodles. They're telling me you should do this, you know, a little sake or something, you know, for you and him together to loosen and start a tradition. They said you need to start a tradition to break the other energy that's from older tradition. That way you and him have something to bring together. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely, it does. I can definitely do that.
Your phone was happy. I think
what
we got
was that?
That was it. We broke through a wall tonight. We just left me a Patty now.
That woke me up.
We'll have a dog and a megaphone now because you just scared the sight and the ears right out of both of us. God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jeffrey.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We are Psychics Gone Wild, and we're having a blast. I'm going to take just a second. I think, Patty, both of us, and those of you that scared the fright right out of you, please step back and put it back into you because it's scary to let it all hang out. We're sitting here a little spooked. That was, I don't know what's going on, but we're having energy surges, you guys. So go with this a little bit. We've got a couple of emails, and we've got some of you guys on the phone. We're going to take a little shift. Don't go anywhere. We're still here with you. We've got an individual who wrote in named Mark who is asking about his wife. He's worked with her for many of years, Patty, and she's now agreed to put down the constant using of the Christian way that she was raised. They have now worked together to be very conventional, and when he goes to see his family or other situations, she stays out of it, and they don't discuss it. Mark wrote to me on an email and is asking me here, does Patty have any advice and any magic ideas that would be okay to bring around a person that slowly but surely has realized there's more than one way to this world?
I start slow and start gentle and start everything with love and always be respectful of their former belief systems. because there's, again, there's not a right or a wrong, and there's served them well, and if they're shifting or growing or expanding, that's just beautiful. Encourage and grow, but don't get judgmental or this and that and start comparing and things like that. And again, maybe just starting in without starting with, you know, earth magic, Mother Nature, the seasons, the sun, the moon, you know, elemental energy versus getting into any of the heavier, deeper stuff. And keep everything based in love. That's it. Everything based in love.
Good. And now we'll turn a little bit of a switch here. We'll go to the other coast here, and we have a Tina Ann has wrote a question here asking if Patty would mind explaining to everyone a little bit of the moon cycles. She's getting into them, and she wants to hear what Patty Negri thinks about a full moon or a new moon. Which moon should I look for work, and which moon should I look for love?
Okay. I mean, you can get real complicated with it, but let's get really, really simple. When you're looking for something, best way to be looking for something, picture the moon. It's a little moon, and then it's a big moon, then it's a little moon. I would start anything you're looking for love or you're looking for a job. Start something on the new moon and use that couple weeks getting the full moon to grow, to bring it in, even if it's something like a few minutes every day. You're meditating, you go out and look at the moon, you're doing a ritual, you're just doing a meditation, whatever you're doing. Whenever you're bringing in something, I like rituals as the moon is growing. Whenever you want to get rid of something, I want to quit smoking, I want to stop cussing, I want to lose 5 pounds, that's a good time to do it when the moon is getting smaller. You're getting bigger, you're getting smaller, you're getting smaller. Though a lot of things are very, if you want to do an A1 night, a full moon is always a powerful night to do things, even if it's not while it's growing, like the money spell, the dollar spell that I always talk about. Do that on a full moon, even though you think that's a new moon. Just do it. It's a big, powerful moon. A lot of inner work is done on a dark moon or a new moon. But the basic job is if the moon's getting bigger, ask for things getting up. If you want to get rid of things or lose things or let go of things or fears or phobia, do it while the moon's shrinking.
And we've got three other people writing here right now that we want to make sure you guys check out and see the video we've put out. And so you'll be getting in the mail here, Jethro, real soon. I put a video together for Fridays. Russell's is good, but I think Patty's the best, and I put my video in, Tasha, in Colorado. So you guys keep putting those contests in, and those contests at psychesgonewild.com. We love them. We've had the most fun. I did laugh, and Patty even wrote a very nice thing. She didn't mind being called a physics because in the way we are, and made Russell's day. He still teases me. He said,
I didn't realize I forgot that. I didn't know that, and it
was like, you know, it's one of those words, psychics, and we just laughed off. I didn't realize until it was sent to me that I saw the other lady, and we found out she was a Federation psychic, so it worked out okay. She said she was okay with being in the picture, and Patty was like, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute, I know that's not Patty, what I saw, and then
it's the beautiful Jennifer Wallens, who in this contest we're all a part of, and done very well. She just got the really high in the psychic and top animal communicator in the world.
Oh, excellent.
That beautiful Jennifer Wallens, yes.
Very good. Well, we love all you guys. We're going to go back to the phones. Promise to be good, because that one gave me a little bit of a ring when they got loud. I didn't realize that I could go to that tempo of screaming. So, 484, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. This is Jethro and Patty on Psychics Gone Wild, and you are?
Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Welcome. We're feeling energy here, Marilyn.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead, Marilyn. I'm feeling the energy. Go ahead. I apologize here. There's sound going on while you're talking.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my right hip. I know the Louise Hay version of it, but it's been hurting me since September, and I'm wondering what's going on with my right hip and what could be the resolution for it.
Jethro, you want to start here?
I am feeling a little of energy in what I'm picking up, and I don't know the Louise Hayes, but I do know the Jethro Smith one, and what I'm feeling with you is that side of your energy and the female side with your energy, there is something going on here a little bit, and you're working on some other acceptance or something with the other energy. Physically, I'm feeling like it's causing an effect to you. and they're telling me that you, you know, it's ironic that as things were going on in your life with the grounding and the red and the energies there in the hip with you, I feel like you were a really good person. I feel you're a very strong individual. And I feel that there's something coming out of that, because that's the outgoing side, and I feel like something's happening to you. And now your hip, talk to me a little bit so I can pick it up. I'm not trying to be odd or more, but I'm just trying to get your energy from it so I can sense it.
Yeah, so I've had back issues and hip issues for many years, but this has been persistent pretty much since September. I went to a yoga class and it triggered some upper back stuff, and then the hip after that, which I've had in the past, but this has been consistent, even though I'm getting chiropractic and acupuncture for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stretch as well?
Yes.
Good, because keep that up like every day. I'm just getting hit over the head with that. Gentle, nothing hard or whatever, but it really needs to stretch.
And I've got someone asking, have you been on prednisone?
No, not at all. And I'm wondering if it might be past life.
I'm feeling their energy with you, and that's why when you talk this, and if I do sound like her, I apologize, but I know in metaphysical, because of my Native American, the left side is the male usually with the male energy and the female with the right, and I do agree there's something going on here that, and like Patty's talking about the stretching, yoga works real well. Those of you who know, my girlfriend is very phenomenal at yoga, and I'm very proud of her. I do the down dog, and then I cry like a baby for 5 minutes. It's like, it's very strenuous. I'm very proud of those of you who do, because it does work the chakras. For my energy and work, I'm impressed, because what they're showing me with the red is, I agree, there's something coming through your energy and out. It's going out. What's happening with the red as you're working with it, like Patty said with the stretches, is I feel you overcoming it. The female side, the right side, is what I keep getting. So your yin and yang balance, there's something going on with your linear lines in your body. And what's happening here is you're working through this, it is being a release. And what they're telling me, Marilyn, and the angels are telling me, is you're going to be able to focus this through, and as it leaves, a part of a life when you were a female, that where you were like the one who had to walk behind the man, or you were during a time where, unfortunately, the males were, I know people are going to joke and say, well, most of the time we are paying the cha-cha, but you were in one of those times where the men were just really dominant, and you were a female that you're, it's coming out, you're overcoming it. I keep seeing this come through your energy. Can I ask you your date of birth? Do you mind?
September 21st, 1961.
Okay, now see, this is also helping me, because you're on a cusp birthday. Being that September and that October there, your energy is also going into another part of life where you're working out some really strong energy of both of those cusps. So this life was for you to be a transverse life and to handle it through. And you've chose to be spiritually moving out stronger, and that's why the guides have given you this, and they're letting you release this. It's not only going to be yoga and stretching, but you said you were doing some acupuncture, which I see is good, but I also see you doing some kind of, like I'm smelling like aromatherapy, Patty, you know, like the incense that we use for frankincense and myrrh for blessed space,
mm-hmm.
and lavenders, where she's getting the energy there. And I see this being holistically being able to release it. They said you're going to have to also release some of the energy about, like that. I keep hearing the song, Don't Get Offended, but like Helen Reddings, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. I'm getting that song. I keep hearing that. That's why I knew it was female. My guides are very clairaudient, and they're like, that song, like you're strengthening up your woman, your life, and this is a woman.
Yeah, claim it. I get that too. That's good. I like that, Jethro. Yeah, I agree with him. And somebody else, actually a dear, wonderful working psychic friend, Sherry, in the chat room said she got the thing about the stretching too, how you need to really remove the nerves that they've got caught. And it's probably all psychic, and it's a past life, like Jethro said. But literally that everyday stretching, I know you said you're doing it, but I don't think you're doing it quite enough or quite gently enough. And more water too.
Water.
More water. Water, water, water. I'm getting drenched. Huh?
I just did a hot water bath with Epsom salt and lavender tonight. So it's interesting that Jeffrey said lavender. And the stretching, I do child pose. You know, the on, you know, that's the kind of stretching that really stretches that hip. and a couple of other things. So I don't know if that's
prayers,
the kind of friction that you're getting or not.
I'm getting, yes, but I think that there's just add a little bit more and keep it very gentle and keep it very consistent to really stretch those nerves to almost, I don't want you like hanging upside down, but almost one of those reverse stretches where you kind of even lay a little bit with your feet over your head.
Okay.
As much, and let it release. But like Jethro, I think it's there's a lot to it on a lot of levels, and it's a good thing. Claim it,
and that maternal thing there, I keep getting that with that female side, and I know that, you know, and I can tell you personally, I'm here over the radio so everybody can hear it, but I had the same thing on the left side, but it was my paternal with my father, and I did get some things there. I had someone tell me, you know, psychically I'm very good, but, you know, we all have our energy, and we'd be in circle, and they would hear, like, when I was young, some of the arguments of me and my father, obviously with what my gift and him being very closed out with this, there was many arguments. So it was like they would feel the energy. And I know for me, like Patty said, that I did do some yoga, I did stretching, and I did a very good thing. I mean, that I found out that I was able to meditate, and I would go back what they call your inner child in the dining room or sit down psychically, put myself in energy. And then actually, I can tell the truth, the reader on tonight, Patty Negri, did a work for me, and she did a magic energy and worked with me through a healing. It wasn't real pleasant. She made me work. I was kind of grumpy at first, remember? And it was like Patty made me go through this energy, and it came up from the ground through my feet and out. And I, you know, at my age, I thought me and him had, but it released something, and I've not had no problems with my left hip since then. You know,
I definitely need to release something. I knew that, but I wasn't figuring it out on my own or feeling it out on my own, so I appreciate everybody's input there.
Thank you, Marilyn. Blessings to you, and stay in here, Psyche's Gone Wild. We'll be giving away presents, you guys. Go to psychesgonewild.com, and we can still do it. We're not done with Christmas. We want to still give presents away, and I have a few winners I'm going to call out here. We've got a book from Pamela Cummings, those of you who've tuned in. We got Living in the Psychic Realm by Jethro, and we have also, we're going to be giving away, Patty and Negri is going to be giving a reading away to the best video, and they decided to go to New Year's Eve to make it fair, Patty, because we had two other videos out, and they're trying to catch up, and I said, we'll give them to New Year's Eve, we'll be fair, because right now it's neck and neck with Old Man Steve's video and Russell's, which is one for me and Patty's Friday and one for Peg and Jan's show. So I said, that's fair. I said, we're okay. And we had other people wanting to make more videos, so we just may do it monthly just to have fun, you guys. So, you know, what's fun is that we enjoy what we're doing. Let's take just a minute here, Patty, and tell them a little bit about the American Federation. I've had a lot of individuals writing me going, how do I get in it? What is it? Why are you and Patty certified? What are you two doing? So I said, tonight on Friday's show, that if you will listen into Psychic's Gone Wild, Patty will explain to you, again, what the American Federation is, why we were asking for votes, and what becomes of people who become certified and registered with the American Federation.
Well, it is actually the first ever nonprofit certified psychic and medium organization for light workers. Our founder, Maximilian de Lafayette, who's a magazine publisher, book writer, and expert in ancient languages and in extraterrestrial work, this magnificent man. After he started writing and working with some psychics in his magazines, he decided that, wow, if anybody needs a professional organization, you guys do. Doctors have them, lawyers have them, plumbers have them. But if anybody needs them to bring up the level of integrity, of honesty, of clarity, of ethics, it's us. Because as everybody here knows, for every good and real psychic medium, there's 1,000 scam artists and fakes, or even people who really do have the gift but are still scam artists. So we needed something to raise the bar, so to speak, on psychics and mediums. So it's a wonderful organization. Everyone is welcome to come and apply to be. There is testing. We are tested and certified. The most famous psychic in the world is allowed, but they would still have to be tested. But you don't have to be famous. It's not about that. You have to be working for a while. We do some checks on you. You have to do test readings. You have to talk. You have to do all sorts of things. But we're trying to expand our family of honest, ethical, all about integrity light workers, where everything's laid out, just like if you went to a plumber. These are my rates. This is my money back guarantee. This is here. Here's my website. So we're a young organization, and we're just still creating, just a couple years old. So it's going to be what we turn it into. So we welcome, we please invite anybody who feels that they, you know, are a good working psychic medium, astrologer, healer, and willing to be tested, and is all about doing this for the good of the people of the world, integrity, please give us a call. You can go to amcpm.org, AM for American, C Certified P Psychics Mediums.org, or type out American Certified, American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, but that's too long. Go amcpm.org. I am the Senior Vice President of the organization. I am the chief examiner, so you could call me directly, 323-461-0640. You can find all the information on our website about being a member, and we created a beautiful family. And we get actually, I want to do a whole bunch more this year. I want to talk to Max. Once you are a member, you get lots of books and magazines and ads in magazines, and it's really nice about for helping us promote us too.
And I feel like there's something else that's going into another part of the situation from everyone that's going into another report for you guys, is I want you to take the time and look up what those on it. Because and I've done this, of those of you who know, most of my life. And what I really love is to have someone tell me, you know, that they actually, that I'm real. Because we, like Patty just said, and it's because we're finally getting the organizations who do this. Unfortunately, there are people out there who give a bad name. I had someone tell me that they had sat down with a psychic last month, and the woman told them the sun come out, the moon went down, now give me your check. And the person was like, what do you mean? You know, and it's like, there's still people out there doing that. So go to us certified, and we do take pride in it. And it is a good, honorable association, and it isn't easy to get in with it, but it's worth it. All of you who ask about our shows and are learning, I had someone tell me that they heard a reading done just like Jethro over the radio, and they aren't you upset? I'm grateful. I want you to learn from me, but I want you to learn the right things, and I want you to learn to take pride in this and to get with American Certified. When Patty gave it to me, I got tears in my eyes. I had worked very hard getting to meet Patty when we did our American Federation first inaugural, you know, event. We were out there, and it was like 3 days of wild meeting Robert, meeting her, meeting Van Doren. I mean, Van Doren is Van Doren. She's like the door to wild woman. Mm-hmm. We had a big joke. I still had teeth. I, you know, it was just like the most fun that you can have, and that's what we want you guys to feel here. That's what Psyche's Gone Wild does, and that's what American Federation. And thank all of you for the vote. I know that, Patty, you did so phenomenal. I know there was a couple of areas. I think it's like, I know in tarot and psychic, and all of us got high numbers.
Yeah. Congratulations. Congratulations to you. We did. We are all in the upper echelon. It's great. The radio show did great.
It's just, and it's
the
so nice.
Gone wild, so thank you all.
All you fans and all you people who did that. And we love you dearly with it. We're going to grab another phone. We still got a little time. You guys, don't get wild. 631, are you on?
Yes, I am. My name is Sue, and I wanted to see what you saw with my love life for the next few months.
Great. So, and I love when you call in for these. Who told you I was the romantic? I love when they tell you that. Everyone knows that the Scorpio here. It's like, Sue, I thank you for calling in. I'm going to have to, I know Patty's doing her cards here. She's very gifted with the tarot, but I'm going to need to get your date of birth too, because the guides are showing me some energy here that you've got a little interference on keeping your relationship or starting a relationship.
Okay. 10/5/60.
Okay. Okay, great. And they're showing me that, part of the energy is that I feel like your lifestyle and the work, they said that that what's causing a little of the energy I feel in the love life is that I feel like there's someone you have in mind, or someone that's still trying to get back or something. I keep picking up another person that...
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling in, Sue. And I didn't mean to jump right on this, Patty. Patty knows how I love
no,
this.
No, jump, go, love,
like,
go, you.
It's like Valentine's candy. The minute it comes up, Jethro gets his hand slapped because I'm already trying to get all the chocolate. I feel the energy with you, and I feel that this is also going in very strong, and I feel that this person has handled himself in a situation that you're trying to be liberal about it, but you don't want, I think you want to tread new waters is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And I don't feel he's wanting that at times. He feels like he's become, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but I feel that he's become used to the situation as it is, and he still wants to, he wants to have you there, and you're not being there.
Yeah.
And I apologize to you. First time reading, you're like, I'll never call this show again. The guy's rude. But what I'm trying to get here, what I'm getting at even more, is the angels are telling me that you've done the right thing. You need respect for you. They're like, you know, they're doing the Aretha thing, R-E-S-P-C-T, that's what it means to me. And they're like, here we go with the music. The guys are saying, you've got the respect, Sue. You've got the energy happening. I'm seeing some more love. And I see this man has to learn a little more. He has to learn a little more about how to be grateful with love. He's stepped on Cupid's fingers a few times. And I feel like for you, they said the new love is coming with the energy. But I keep seeing that... Patty, help me here, because what I keep getting is I'm getting like a dresser drawer or something, because they show me like love letters or something. I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know what the love letters mean, but who doesn't like love letters? I literally pulled there's definitely conflict. I pulled the lovers, which is great, but then I also pulled the nine of swords. So there's definitely some conflict going on, some, you know, left brain, rational brain, thinking brain conflict going on. Do you know what that is?
No.
Like different paths, different desires, different wants of what you're doing. You...
Yeah.
So that might be something to work on.
And I feel like you're going to go ahead and I feel there's a new love. I feel that there's, I do feel it's there in the energies, and that's exactly what they're saying with that work. It also is sad that this. I don't get offended, because I love Libras. Patty's a Libra. My grandson's a Libra. I have most of my best friends. But Libras are also known with the intensity. You when it comes to this and it comes to romance, Venus is not only a very strong pull with you, it also is very. They're telling me that there's a new love there. I feel there's a new love somewhere different. I'm not picking up that person, and I keep feeling the angels are telling me that it's not that far down the road here. You're looking at new energy, and you're not putting any more track where there's no train coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
I really would like to spank him, but we can't. He's too big.
Yeah.
And it's a shame, you know, and you have my respect here. I'm just reading you. Everybody's like, oh, my God, Jethro. But, you know, this is live and it is real. And what the angels are telling me with you is that, you know, you've put out this energy. This man is a cuckoo lips, because what he's got is he's got an attractive woman, a nice woman who loves him, who treats him good. And he's like he's hanging out at the, you know, the small salad bar. Oh, maybe I won't eat today, or maybe I'll play with the tomatoes. Get with the program, you men. When you've got a beautiful woman there, be grateful. The odds of love coming along in your life are so slim to have someone who treats you good.
Oh, my gosh, it's so weird. I just texted that him today.
I'm reading your energy, and I feel like sometimes, yeah. I do read minds. I laugh at your energy because I feel like you're going, you know what? You remember this. Your loss is someone else's gain, and I know it sounds callous. I'm a Scorpio. You know, we played your game, and I didn't like the game of it. I don't want to play Candy Game. I want to play Monopoly. I want to win something here. You got to raise the energy, and I feel that also is going to happen is I feel there's someone new coming in. And you know what?
You know
and I
when?
Know. They're telling me that it's going to be in January, before February. They said before Valentine's there'll be someone else new. That's what they were showing with that. Like there's more Valentine's, or there's something with this drawer. It's like you're putting him in the drawer like a scarf. Okay, I've worn you, but you're not worn well, baby. Relax for a little bit, and then you're going to start to date.
Well, there's someone who kind of likes me, but I don't know if I should do the same pattern, if he's going to be the same thing, so I'm kind of going slow with that.
You're doing the right thing, and I feel that. And I always get people can write about patterns. I believe them very much. Can you give me? I know we're talking confidential here, and everybody's like, God, Jethro, I'm such a nosy Nelly. We've got a few minutes more with her. Leave me alone. I'm not National Enquirer. Can you give me the new gentleman's birth date?
I'm not sure. I know it's another Libra. His name begins with an M.
Okay, that helps me separate. See, now that's, and you, boy, you and these Libras, boy, girl, we got to get you off the scales. You've been dancing with those babies. you're doing the cool energy here, and I see what they're telling me. This is going to be a little different, and I see what also is happening is you need to be, and don't get offended, Sue. I'm sorry, it's first time to read you to get intimate, but it is the subject. You're intellectually stimulated. And this person is doing some energy here that you're right about the pattern, but I see you, as Patty was saying, take the new energy of it. Mm-hmm. And I see this being someone new with it. I also see, and remember, you're the one with the no-no. You've got the sign where it goes only as far as you want the train tracks to go.
Yeah.
So you think it's going to be someone besides that person too?
I do. And it, see, now, the, how did you know that if you weren't a little psychic, Sue? You're picking up. But, and I love this with Libras. And don't, I'm going to get emails again. I did last time, too. They're like, what did you say about us? I said you're right on the right mark. I have a Libra moon, and I know one thing about the romance and love. You deserve this. You're going to have someone better. And I see this person's going to be real scarce, and I see someone else. And I see you being in a little bit with it, and I see this person being really hot and tense. They tell me it comes on real strong, but you keep the control there, and then you have the objective. I get to have what I want, and they're telling me that. They're telling me that because I'm getting fire. I keep seeing a Leo.
Hmm.
And now, and you're
Leos are great. I'm married to a Leo.
They're both Libras. Have you ever? You know, I'm not the king of the jungle. Not the real honor. Now, her and Patty's husband's phenomenal. I've met Carrie. Very nice man. Very musical. Very talented. Very positive. You know, he's got all the debonair of the Leo. He's got all the cool technique of the fire. You know, it's a very good person, Sue. Sue, you can't beat this. We're trying to barter with you. We're teasing you getting something like this.
Have fun with this whole thing. Have fun with this whole thing. Lighten up. Because really now it's kind of about you and not who you're with.
No, you've got who it's with yeah. Right now.
Prayers to you, Sue, and we got one more call here, and I want to just make sure, you know, thank you for calling in. Let us know. I'm very accurate. I feel that let us know by Valentine's. I see someone different, you know, and that, you know, you don't have to get burnt with the fire. Just have it give you a little warmth.
All right, so the other one's just going to act the same way, and I'm just going to get a fed up.
I feel the other one's going to be a little slow at the get up and go. I feel like he's a little bit of something else going a little different. And you like Patty was talking to me first, said, remember patterns. It goes back to trying out and something different, too. I feel that you're worried about him being the same. And I feel like that's what Patty was saying. Do something. Remember you said new or put.
Mm-hmm.
Because that energy is doing it. And I thought, well, they're cutting us off. The guys want us to, they want to be careful here. You angels are creeping me out. They're saying that the angels are telling me that you and him will be a little bit of that same pattern with this other Libra. But if you do some other change in there, you get in with that respect. You've already had one do it. Don't let the other one take you down that same slope.
Right. So it'll probably be someone new besides that one, the two of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That first one's just going to, I'm going to push him away.
I feel you've just gotten your patience with him, and it's like he's not getting it, or he doesn't want to get it. In one way, he's playing it off in hopes that you'll be there waiting. I'm not trying to be mean about it, but I do know air signs, and I've had a couple of air signs do this with me when they're dating, and I've read up on it.
He's a Pisces.
Oh, so you've got the fish. See, and that should be – usually there's a romance. So I do feel that that's part of where you're pushing the energy. I do feel that person – I feel that eventually.
No, that's the one that I've known that you said you know, the first one that you talked about for a long time. He's a Pisces.
Yeah, I see, and I'm Scorpio. I can feel that water energy. I don't see that one. I do see that one swimming away. Sue, I hope we helped you. We tried.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, and we're all teasing. I got people behind going, what are you doing? We're always helping out. Sue, call in again. This is Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro and Patty. We've got time for one little fast one. We're going to grab out of the masses. And 478, I hope you're not late. How are you, 478?
Hey, Jethro. I just needed this energy boost today. Thank you so much. Hopefully I can make it quick.
We will have to hear from you, Debbie from Georgia. What are you doing, wild girl?
Oh, girl. Oh, my goodness. This year's have been rough. 2014, I'm hoping to see an improvement with my father.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Improvement in your relationship, in his health?
His health.
Hmm. Patty, are you picking up anything?
I'm picking up some really mixed messages. Is he a little bit down right now? Is he?
He is. The spark's gone. He's had a stroke, and then he's having wounds that he got from a rehab center, and he's not wanting to get out of bed. It's like the spark is leaving, and I don't know. His birth, he'll be 75 Sunday, and I'm having a birthday party at his house. My brother takes care of him because he's total care, and we had hoped to get him further than this.
Yeah, what he needs mostly is hope, something fun, something joyous to be brought in. Because that's why I asked about relationship or health. Not that you don't have a good relationship with him, but he needs a little inspiration right now. He's a little down because of all the things that happened, which is very understandable. But you need to get him thinking about something else other than his health and what he doesn't have and within it. Did he have any old hobbies or something that...
The Huddle House and the Waffle House was his life. I mean, really.
Well, can you get him to the rough? Wow, can you get him to...
Yes, we've got a handicap van that we can, but he hasn't been out of bed in 2 weeks. Hopefully he can sit in the wheelchair right. So maybe that'll be the kicker.
Yeah, it's something he needs, a little joy, a little hope, like a little spark inside him to do it. I mean, you know, invite some friends from one of his places he goes to the house if you can't get him there. Bring the dinner there and the waitress to serve. I mean, something fun and different that just, he needs a little inspiration. Don't you think, Jethro?
I agree, and it was very frustrating, you know, with the energy because it was doing out sporadically, and I feel with Patty that's where the change will come because some of it is he's very strong in other ways, and what he's doing is he's, because of him being down, he's just kind of keeping all the energy stopped there. And it's like the guys are saying, once that motivation comes in, then things will start to go. And I know with you, Debbie, you know, as you've been my client, and I love you dearly as a friend besides, you're a very strong, positive, healing woman. You work as, you know, in your career at it. And I feel that you're putting out so much energy and love your father. The guys are just telling me that they're also saying the other part of the other side of the guys is that he's got stuff here to do. And Patty said that once he gets revised back or back in the game, he's going to still come through it next year. He just got to have that. And it was very mixed messages. I also hear other energies are working and trying to help, and it's like I feel like that, you know, really strong prayer, your family's done another work, and your mom and other ones are saying he's got things here to do.
Okay.
You know, and I love you dearly, and we're going to put the prayers
thank
in.
You.
You know, we welcome with you, healing with you guys.
Prayers. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, welcome, everybody. Psyche's Gone Wild, another Friday night, and tune in next week. We will be here. Those of you tuned in, it was me and Patty tonight. You never know who else is going to be on. We'll be back, and it'll be funner than ever next Friday. And thank all of you guys for calling in. Patty, you want to tell them anything before they push us out the door?
No, just come visit us on our website. Come to mine, pattynegri.com, pattinegri.com. I'm easy to reach there. Go to Jethro. Go to Psyche's Gone Wild. And have a beautiful New Year's, everybody. We'll see you next year.
Blessings.